The long list of television series made into motion pictures has just gotten longer. The Dukes of Hazzard opens today. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says it is not a fun ride.
The Dukes of Hazzard is a film that is not there. It can't really be reviewed because it doesn't really exist. It's not empty calories, which imply pleasure, but simply empty. It's a cosmic void where a movie ought to be. Instead of a movie, Dukes is a collection of promotable elements strung together until it's time for the next show.
You're gonna get a shot someday.
Not today. Not with you driving the getaway car.
Oh! Ow! Ow!
The hell's he used?
You don't want to know. Dad, I bet you just assassinated a tree.
Yes, there are signs that Dukes has been engineered to please teenage boys and the grown men who wish high school was eternally in session. But even those who are amused by the small screen version will find 104 minutes stretches this material tighter than Daisy Duke's celebrated shorts. The best thing you can say about the current Dukes is that it's good-humored, no small thing in this spiteful day and age. We return once more to mythical Hazzard County, where people are never too busy to say howdy, and adults do more cackling than the entire cast of Chicken Run. Promotable element number one is that devilish pair of eternally grinning Duke boys, closer to action figures than actual people. Forever fightin', fussin', and funnin', happiest when they're whopping each other with phone books, the Dukes never saw a problem a car crash couldn't solve.
I didn't break any bottles, so I won the bet.
I was just joking about the bet.
Oh, you were joking.
Yeah.
Still getting the phone book, though.
Come on, double or nothing.
Nope. Time to pay your debt, buddy.
Which side do you want? Right side or left?
Right.
Did I just hear one of your teeth break?
I don't remember the Hazzard phone book being that thick.
This is Atlanta.
The boys dote on their ride. Promotable element number two. The celebrated Dodge Charger nicknamed the General Lee. Between racing the back roads, delivering prime moonshine, and smooching with girls, preferably all at the same time, the oversubscribed Dukes barely have a minute to call their own. Promotable element number three is Daisy Duke, played in her screen debut by the inexplicably celebrated Jessica Simpson.
Y'all ready to order? You better be reading my name tag, friend.
Oh, I am. I noticed your initials were double D.
Simpson is not a great actress, but then the part of a hot tamale who dresses like a Las Vegas cocktail waitress doesn't exactly call for one. Speaking up for the dark side is the nasty Boss Hogg, played by Burt Reynolds as a parody of a parody of his best performances. The boss is so politically incorrect, he wants to strip mine Hazzard the way this film strip mines the old TV show. With no plot, character, or dialogue worth experiencing, let alone remembering, the Dukes of Hazzard merely occupies space on the screen and hopes for the best.
Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.
You keep saying you got something for me. Well, officer, don't mind to say it. These boots are made for walking. That's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.